Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.36, it's good morning to Oisin Coyne, and a certain French footballer will take centre stage in Europe tonight, Oisin.
Indeed, Audrey, good morning. Well, before Real Madrid and Atalanta shift their focus towards their respective leagues, they have an opportunity to start the season by lifting European silverware as the clubs clash for the UEFA Super Cup title tonight. Madrid won a record 15th Champions League title last season, beating Borussia Dortmund in the final at Wembley, while Atalanta did wonders at the Aviva Stadium as they managed to defeat Xavi Alonso's then unbeaten Bayer Leverkusen in the final of the Europa League. But as you say, all eyes tonight will be on Real's new star man Kylian Mbappe, who we could see make his debut. Kickoff at the National Stadium in Warsaw is at 8 p.m. and we'll have full coverage on RT2 television and the RTE player. Over in England, Blackburn Rovers manager John Eustace has hailed Republic of Ireland international Sammy Schmodix after scoring two goals in their 6-1 win over Stockport in the Carabao Cup first round last night. But Eustace remains unsure of the striker's long-term Rovers future as transfer speculation continues.
Listen, it's not down to me. Of course, I want him to stay. You know, he's been a fantastic player since I've been here at the football club. You know, the lads love him to bits. And, you know, it's important today that he got 60 minutes. Remember, he hasn't played many pre-season games. So, you know, that's half an hour on Friday, 60 minutes today, you know, and it's important we keep building his fitness up.
Elsewhere, a busy 24 hours for Manchester United. They've completed the $60 million double signing of defenders Matthijs de Ligt and Nusser Mazraoui from Bayern Munich. De Ligt, who turned 25 on Monday, is reunited with Erik ten Hag, whom he played under at Ajax, after agreeing a five-year contract with United now with a further option of another year. And similar path for Mazraoui, who also played under ten Hag at Ajax, winning three league titles with the Dutch club and another with Bayern Munich. He has signed a four-year deal, and the Moroccan fullback looks set to fill the spot of Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who secured a move to West Ham yesterday for around £15 million. Now to cricket, and Gabby Lewis struck an unbeaten 119 from 75 balls as the Ireland women's team held on to beat Sri Lanka by 7 runs, and in the process registering the first ever win over the Asia Cup champions. The two teams will move to Belfast now for a 3-match ODI series starting on Friday. Now the highly anticipated Dublin Horse Show gets underway today in Ballsbridge. The RDS is hosting 5 days of equine sport covering all classes from elite international show jumping teams to a class on Sunday dedicated to the humble donkey. Looking ahead to the event for us is our reporter Brendan McArdle.
Well, the 149th Dublin Horse Show gets underway here at the Ballsbridge Arena this morning, with over 1,600 horses and ponies competing over the next 5 days for a record prize fund close to €1.45 million on offer. 11 nations will compete in the international classes, with 10 of the top 20 riders in the world lining out, including the world number one, Henrik von Enkermann for Sweden, an individual silver medalist from Paris, and world number four, Steve Gurdat for Switzerland. The Swiss, well, are back to defend their Aga Khan title that they won 12 months ago, and they'll be hard to beat on Friday afternoon. They will be up against 7 other teams, including a strong one for the home side. Ireland are ranked the number one team in the world at the moment, and they will be hoping to get back to winning ways after Paris. Michael Blake, the chef to keep, his squad is Keane O'Connor, Daniel Coyle, Mark McCauley, Dara Kenny and Dennis Lynch. Blake will have to pick 4 of this squad to line out on Friday afternoon. Other highlights this week will be the Defender Puissance on Saturday and the Rolex Grand Prix of Ireland for a prize fund of €500,000 on Sunday. Back to today, 3 international classes up for deciding, with the feature being the Sports Ireland Classic at 3:40.
Great stuff, and we'll have more from Brendan in the next hour. And finally, we also have racing at Goran Park this evening with the first of a 7 race card off at 5:10.